Next from Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830, this is WCCO.
This is Alan Jackson in New York. There was a spectacular failure at Cape Kennedy a little less than an hour ago. A huge Titan III rocket with 8 communication satellites aboard exploded scarcely a minute after being launched. Here's the story in a report from the Cape by George Alexander.
Liftoff of the huge booster was precisely on time, and it looked at first as if the Titan IIIC was off to its fifth successful flight in as many attempts. But 80 seconds after it had thundered upward from the pad, something went wrong, and the Titan IIIC automatically destroyed itself. There was a sudden eruption of flame in the middle of the vehicle, and then a violent explosion. Parts of the 127-foot-tall rocket could be seen arcing back down into the Atlantic Ocean off Cape Kennedy. No one apparently was hurt, and it would appear that the debris all fell harmlessly into the ocean. Still no word on the cause of the trouble, but Air Force officials are expected to make some announcement later today. This is George Alexander at Cape Kennedy.
President Johnson is due in Pocatello, Idaho shortly, with plans to speak at the National Nuclear Reactor Center at nearby Arco. In the advanced text of the speech he will be making there, the president says that the Russians, too, have a large stake in seeing peace restored in Southeast Asia, because that would greatly contribute to the general peace and security of the world as a whole. From Idaho, the president will fly on to Denver for a speech this afternoon, and to Oklahoma for a speech this evening, and then home to the ranch in Texas. More news in a moment.
What does it really mean when one magazine wins award after award for editorial excellence, beautiful artwork, and outstanding photography? Do people really care? Do more people want to buy it? Well, consider the case of Look magazine, one of America's most honored publications. Issue after issue, far more people now buy Look than either Life or the Saturday Evening Post. The latest figures from the Audit Bureau of Circulation show that Look outsells Life by hundreds of thousands of copies each issue and is nearly a million ahead of the Post. In the new issue of Look, these people will read a tender, moving interview with Mary Hemingway, who sheds dramatic new light on the last tortured days of her late husband, author Ernest Hemingway. They'll also read a news-making profile of State Secretary Dean Rusk, an intimate portrait of actress Julie Andrews, and a fact-filled rundown on all the professional football teams. Get Look today and see for yourself why people really do care.
The news from Vietnam this morning tells of a grim accident in which Air Force planes called in to hit enemy troops engaged in a close fight with units of the 1st Division hit American troops as well. Napalm and cannon shells were thrown in on some of the forward American unit, and 7 GIs were killed and 20 wounded, according to one report. It happened only 20 miles north of Saigon in a heavy day-long battle between 3 battalions of the American 1st Division and a crack Viet Cong outfit. Casualties were relatively high on both sides. CBS News correspondent Morley Seeper, who was with the forward unit when the napalm struck nearby, said, "There is a saying that war is hell, but there has to be a different word for this." Viet Cong terrorists struck again in Saigon at a government police checkpoint. They were disguised in South Vietnamese uniforms as they roared up to the checkpoint in a jeep and sprayed it with machine gun fire. 6 Vietnamese police and Marines were killed. 3 civilians standing nearby were wounded. Those roving bands of militant teenagers in Red China have now come up with a new stunt. They are demanding that all persons of bourgeois background leave Peking within 12 hours, without indicating just how such backgrounds are determined. A non-communist diplomat in Peking, reached by United Press by telephone, said the teenagers' campaign to destroy everything old in the city, with consent of the government, appears to be getting warmer. In Moscow, an American professor from California, Stephen Smale, held a news conference this morning to denounce American actions in Vietnam, which, of course, was all right with the Russians. But he didn't stop there. He went on to criticize the Russians for their actions in Hungary a decade ago and for their imprisonment of writers now. And when he did that, he was interrupted and escorted away by a couple of Russians who acted like policemen. Smale said later he was treated politely, but he didn't resume his criticism of the Russians. There is a strange murder case on the wires from Brazil, one that apparently has defied explanation so far. 2 electronics repairmen in their 30s climbed 1,000 feet into a hillside in a suburb of Rio de Janeiro last week and they died there with crude lead masks over their eyes. Exhaustive tests have come up with no indication of the cause of death. It wasn't poison, violence, or asphyxiation. There are lots of clues, all bizarre and none very comprehensible. The masks, for example, were made by one of the victims in a city 130 miles away where both of them lived. There were also undecipherable coded messages, electrical charts, simple mathematical formulas, a lady's handkerchief, toothbrushes, and two notes which mentioned capsules to be taken, signals to be awaited, and masks to be used to protect the lower part of their face. Anybody for calling in Sherlock Holmes at this point? There have been new troubles and violence in the city of Djibouti, the capital of French Somaliland. Street battles between African nationalists and helmeted French troops at a public rally gathered to hear a speech by President de Gaulle. One policeman was killed and 20 injured. The nationalists are demanding independence from France, something that French Somaliland voted against 8 years ago. It's the second day of such troubles. One man was killed and 15 injured in demonstration yesterday, shortly after de Gaulle arrived. More trouble in Wall Street this morning, with prices down again on the stock market. At the end of the first hour of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial List is off by 8.5 points from yesterday's close. First hour volume has been heavy at 2.3 million shares. There is another one of those senseless killings in the news this morning. A 37-year-old man in New Haven, Connecticut, walked into the home of his girlfriend's mother and started shooting with a rifle. When he had finished, 5 people were dead and 2 wounded. He was later captured in New Jersey after a high-speed chase down the New Jersey Turnpike. The hurricane called Faith has changed her course again, slightly, and may end up yet as something of an historical guinea pig. She is now edging closer toward the area of the Atlantic, where scientists would like to sprinkle her with silver iodide crystals in an effort to take out some of her punch. The scientists say there's an outside chance they may be able to try the experiment tomorrow, but the chances will be better Sunday. The latest northward swing by Faith took her away from the lower Leeward Islands and lessened the danger to Puerto Rico. Civil rights leaders are meeting in Chicago this morning with Chicago and Cook County officials in an effort to resolve the open housing dispute. If the meeting is successful, it could halt the scheduled march into the suburb of Cicero, now set for Sunday. A murder trial in Tanzania, and a 24-year-old American is on the stand, accused of killing his 23-year-old wife. The two were Peace Corps volunteers, helping the peasants of the country. The young man, William Kinsey of Washington, D.C., claims that his wife, Beverly of Riverside, Connecticut, was killed in a fall from a boulder while they were on a picnic. But the prosecution has presented an African farmer who claims he saw the couple quarreling and that Kinsey beat his wife with a rod. West Germany's Chancellor Erhard is meeting with his cabinet in Bonn to review the new top-level shakeup in the armed forces. And the controversial Minister of Defense, von Hessel, has defended his generals, even those who resigned, against charges of being undemocratic. But it still remains to be seen whether the furor stirred up by the changes will be quieted as easily. There are demands from politicians in both parties in Parliament that von Hessel himself resign.
Let's have a look at the weather now for CCO land. Going to be another pleasant summer day in CCO land for the state fair. The sunny skies and warmer temperatures will occur in all parts of the region today and in the east half again tomorrow. But cloudiness with thunderstorms and cooler air will move into the Dakotas tonight and then move slowly eastward, probably reaching northwestern Minnesota tomorrow night. Highs today will be mostly in the 80s and 90s and lows tonight mostly in the 50s and 60s. The Minnesota forecast calls for more sunny skies today and will continue fair and warmer through tomorrow. Highs today will range from 76 to 84 in the northeast, 82 to 92 in the west and south, and lows tonight, 54 to 62. In just a minute, we'll have the forecast for the Twin Cities.
Back to the old campuses.
Oh, boy, and you know how important a college education is these days.
That's so true. Boone and Erickson speaking for Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loan, and you know, Minneapolis Federal recognizes the vital importance of a college education.
And as one of its progressive person-to-person services, offers to loan you up to $10,000 for the higher education of your children or yourself.
And you know, Minneapolis Federal's low-cost college loans are designed for average-income families with payments custom planned to fit into the budget with comparative ease.
May even be arranged so that any balance of payments may be assumed by the student after he was graduated or is employed.
You can borrow as little as $800 a year or as much as $2,500.
All reasonable expenses will be included.
Now, if you want more details on the college loan plan, write or arrange a personal visit with a college loan counselor at Minneapolis Federal.
That's Minneapolis Federal Savings and Loan. Remember, success is often a matter of degrees. College degrees.
Well, for the Twin Cities, sunshine and warmer temperatures today and tomorrow. Winds today will be southwesterly from 8 to 15 miles an hour. The high today, 88. The low tonight, 58. The high tomorrow, 92. Right now, the temperature is already up to 70 degrees. Relative humidity, 66%. The wind is southwest, 10 miles an hour. And the barometer, 29.97 and steady. We have clear blue skies. A beautiful Friday morning. Friday what? August 26th, 1966. Now it's time for, what's that, Arthur Godfrey time, isn't it? Good morning.
Good morning. This is Arthur Godfrey time. And because we have so much to do this morning, we've got to get into the show right away. Boy, I tell you, you may not be able to see the little tear in my eye. See the tear here? But if you notice an occasional lump in my throat this morning, it's because I've got to say goodbye to a lot of new friends of mine, a lot of old friends of Arthur Godfrey's. In case you're just tuning in this week, my name is Howard Viken. I've been a guest here of CBS and Arthur's this week. This is my last morning, and as I look around the studio, I see one gentleman with a big bouquet of flowers with a note that says, Bon voyage, Howard.
That's from all of us, Howard. I want to present this to you. There was some champagne, but we drank it.
Well, thanks a lot, Richard Hayes. Boy, are you lucky this morning.
Why?
You should see where he's sitting.
Hey, wait a minute. My wife is listening.
All right. But on Richard Hayes' left is a pretty special gal today. She's one of the loveliest girl singers around, with one of those really big voices, Jane Morgan. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Well, boy, to say I'm excited is an understatement. I don't know if you've got the word around here, but you're my favorite back in the Twin Cities.
I can't tell you how many people come and tell me that you play my records very, very often, and I want to thank you very, very sincerely. I appreciate it. And I met you a long, long time ago. We're really old friends.
It was the Flame Room back in the Twin Cities.
Yes, I used to go to Minneapolis quite frequently. I haven't been there for a number of years, but I remember that engagement very well, and I remember seeing you there, and I'm delighted to see you again.
Thanks, Jane. Our guest of honor this morning is a favorite of you girls who like girl talk and even women's talk, that bundle of energy, Virginia Graham.
Thank you so much. You know, someday I'm going to not open my mouth. After one of these introductions, and everyone will be dialing, you know, to find out if they lost contact. I don't mind the description talker as long as it's someone who has something to talk about.
Right.
Usually some women talk to give them something to do while they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
See? if you put talker in quotes, I'll take it. Howard, you know how many years I used to spend in Minnesota? There was a place called Breezy Point at Pequot, Minnesota, owned by the Fawcett Publications. You remember Lincoln and his family went there, and I would join Mary Todd. But those were in the days when all the silent screen stars used to come out, and this was sort of a payoff vacation land.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the slides near Bemidji.
Oh, it's still there.
It is?
We were up there this summer.
What a marvelous place.
Did you stay in Captain Billy Fawcett's honeymoon cabin?
Well, I was very advanced as a child, but I was only 9 then.
Oh, I see.
It wasn't until 2 years later that I had thought of marriage. But, oh, what a gorgeous spot. I love Minnesota. I think it's one of the most beautiful states in the Union.
It certainly is.
Very beautiful.
In fact, we convinced Arthur Godfrey of that fact early this summer and last spring because he was talking about Minnesota and all its advantages and seasons like in upstate New York.
Well, my mother, who has been honorary president of the Hypochondriacs Club now for 20 years, would rather have a gift certificate to the Mayo Clinic than to Monte Cattini. I mean, she told me everybody now is going to Mayo Clinic. No one's going to Florida. Isn't that nice?
That's right.
Get you bring your x-rays along and you go there to get them developed.
The Mayo Clinic that Virginia's talking about is just 90 miles south of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, in Rochester, Minnesota. Jane, would you sing a song for us right off the bat, and maybe we could dedicate this to the vice president.
I'd love to. You think that's a suitable song? For him, it's called Good Lovin'.
I think that should be the vice president of CBS.
All right. Here's Jane Morgan to sing Good Lovin'.
Spirituals.
Well, I love the choreography.
I have a hunch. Yes, there was some dancing.
Did you notice that?
Yes, I know. I wish that was on a picture, yeah. Here's Arthur.
Howard, this is your last morning with us. And I want to thank you. The boys tell me you've done a beautiful job. And we're very proud to have had you, one of the most popular personalities on WCCO, here with us. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. Our first client this morning is Miracle White, and they have sent me a letter from Mrs. James McGrath of Staten Island here in New York. I want to read it to you. It'll take a little time, but I think you'll find it interesting. She says, I want to apologize for a letter I wrote a few months ago. At the time, I had tried your new product, Miracle White, and I wasn't happy with the results I got in trying to remove some stains. You were kind enough to send me double my money back, just as you guaranteed, and a very nice letter. Since then, I used Miracle White again and again, and I followed the directions on the stain remover chart I mailed for. And to my surprise, stains that I have never in my life been able to remove have come out. My children are pizza pie eaters, and they always stain their clothes with the pizza tomato sauce. My son, being 11, and my daughter, 8, and in all the years that they have eaten this pizza, which is almost every day, boy, they must have cast iron stomachs, they have stained their clothes every time, and never have I been able to remove this stain. Miracle White is the first product ever out on the market that can remove this stain. I was listening to Arthur Godfrey, and he had a letter asking if Miracle White could remove olive oil stains. Yes, we did. I remember that letter. And I remember that I looked at the stain chart, and I couldn't find anything on it about olive oil. Now she says, I'll continue the letter, the answer is yes, because olive oil is one of the ingredients in pizza tomato sauce, and it is easily removed by Miracle White. You may be interested to know I have found another stain that's easily removed, cortisone drug prescription. I had some sheets with stains of cortisone ointment on them, and Miracle White removed them. Also, grass stains that I used to use glycerin to remove now come out easily with Miracle White. My daughter had a linen and a silk dress that had mildew stains all over them. I removed that also. I use a cold water liquid detergent, and I find that I use less detergent when I use Miracle White. Then she says, you deserve another compliment for your product, Miracle White Fabric Softener. I find it to be the best one on the market. I've tried all fabric softeners, but yours is the best. My children even notice the difference in their clothes and in my towels. They have some kind of skin allergy, and they notice any change in the stiffness of their clothing. I get complaints if their clothes are not soft, but since I've been using Miracle White fabric softener, all I hear is, oh, this feels so nice. So please disregard my first letter, as I must admit it was my fault for not using Miracle White properly that I did not get the proper results at first. Upon entering the supermarket, the first thing that goes in my basket every day is Miracle White. I am a walking commercial for your product. I have told all my friends about it, and they all agree it is terrific. I have heard about it from CBS Radio. I listened to Carol Reed, Arthur Godfrey, and Ed Joyce. He was the first one to introduce me to Miracle White on the Talk of New York program. Oh, wait a minute. She says, P.S., I forgot something. A marvelous suntan cream that really helps get a beautiful tan, but stains, also comes out with Miracle White. We stopped using this sun cream because it stained the swimsuits, but now we can use it because we have Miracle White to wash the stain out. How do you like that? Isn't that a nice letter? And that will do for the commercial this morning, my friend Howard.
Thanks a lot, Arthur. We're glad that that letter wasn't 15 pages long.
It was.
It was, Virginia?
Yes, every bit of it.
Virginia, you have a little thing going called Girl Talk.
Yes, it's sweet.
You've interviewed more women in your career than any other commentator. Is that true?
Well, it's a direct quote from me, so it better be. I tell you, I do 15 women a week, and we're going into our fifth year, not to mention that as a goodwill ambassador for one of the leading hair color companies that does its research in drive-ins to find out who has more fun, you know, brunettes or blondes.
Sure.
And then they send someone in who forgets why they went.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I have spoken, I think, in my charity work and in my lecture work, to millions of women.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm anxious for you to ask me what they're like.
Sometimes. we'll get to that. You're a moderator sometimes, and then an arbitrator, and sometimes you're a referee.
Yes.
I've seen your shows several times. When I can't get out play golf, I watch the show.
Thank you. In other words, a lot of men have called it the sick show. They watch it when they're sick.
No, but what are some of the topics that have... gotten you the most mail?
Well, I think the Ecumenical Congress was conceived because of our topics. I think it was the church listened to our show and decided they had to do something. I think that there has been no topic that has not been discussed. But the propensity for the fountain of youth, the bottling of that mysterious ingredient that everybody is looking for, I think is due to the fact that there's been so much geriatric research. And geriatric is now a question of what your occupation is. If you're a model, you are retired to pasture at 30. If you're an airline stewardess, it's sometimes at 32. Now, to me, I figure this is a good waistline, let alone an age.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard this kind of thing, I mean, even Lydia Pinkham, you know, on the rocks isn't doing any good at 32.
Okay.
So my whole goal in life has been to try to find out from women why a wrinkle that sometimes can turn an absolutely impassive face into a lovely thing to look at should be such an obstacle to women. And I've seen it in a couple of cases where I know, that's nice, isn't it? Very well educated. I flunked my postgraduate course by mail. But when a young woman enters the room, they take their compact out.
Mm-hmm.
They're constantly looking at themselves in the mirror. You know, now, with the average woman, when her husband looks at another woman, and especially if he's younger, she's a wreck. She wrinkles from worry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think the youth cult, which is based on the fact that men will not accept age, and therefore women are trying to compete with the, sola mia, you know, this kind of marriage.
Isn't
the
that
wedding
more
ceremony
true?
For Frank Sinatra. What?
What'd you say just now about Sinatra?
I said, well, you know, the fact that the older men, the
old repeat about Sinatra.
Are, you know, don't look at themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
Or if they do, it's a compact mirror, because if they think they look good enough to attract a 19-year-old girl, they need help altogether. And this is why women who are married 25 years suddenly have a man come home and say to them, I'm leaving, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, quite a problem.
Well, this youth thing
cult,
that we have called...
It's an allergy, yes.
Isn't it more more pronounced in the United States than in Europe, say, France?
Well, we pronounce it more here.
Mm-hmm.
It's done there under the sanction of what they call extracurricular activity. What is your hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Going out at night,
sure.
You know, or being with other women.
Yeah, Jane?
I have to interject here.
Yes. Talk fast, Jane.
No, she's been on the show. She'll get in.
Virginia is talking about a subject that is terribly important and, of course, very vital in our country. But I wonder if she really is aware of the fact that there's a whole new trend, a whole new thing happening in Europe. Do you know?
What's men like
that
the
it is now accepted for an older woman to go with a young man.
Oh, yes, darling,
and
I know
France,
about it.
All the really with it women who are attractive and cultivated and active.
And rich.
And rich.
They have to
they
be
all
rich,
go
don't
with
they?
Men who are younger. And this
honey,
is a whole new thing
them, darling. May I say that the same vital thing that attracts a 19-year-old girl to a millionaire of 60 is the same exquisite perfume that attracts a young man who
certainly.
Doesn't want to work.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole insidious kind of a ridiculous thing. And if this is a kind of paid love that you want, I am more upset, Howard, not at the older man
don't cry.
That's marrying the younger
don't
girl.
Cry.
No, not to that's just a moiety thing.
Yeah.
That's just a condition I have. But I'm more upset at the young girl that wants to marry the old man. What's the matter with her?
Right. Don't they call them gigolos, these...
No, no, dear. Gigolos go with several. This is called la...
Well, that's a type
a
of gigolo.
Yes, I have another name for it.
Isn't that
mm-hmm.
really
off before
sure.
class.
I know. I met quite a few of those, in fact.
Arthur,
Howard, the best way to give meat deep-down gourmet flavor and juicy tenderness is to marinate it. But not the old-fashioned way. That takes overnight or a day or two. You can marinate meat naturally nowadays in only 15 minutes with new Adolph's Instant Marinade. Comes all pre-mixed in a foil package. All you have to do is add water. 15 minutes later, you're ready to cook a meat masterpiece. New Adolph's Instant Meat Marinade. At the meat section of your market. Ask your butcher about it.
Oh, okay.
No,
wait a minute.
No, there are a lot of people.
I
like
wish
that.
You could
well,
see this.
Yes, that was really a good topic that you're talking about.
Yes.
I know. Richard Hayes is stuck between these two attractive ladies, and you haven't had a chance to get a word in edgewise.
I've been listening. Now, it's a very good point. Why does a Mia Farrow want to marry an elderly man like Frank Sinatra? And I know the reason. Rodney Harrington wanted her here to begin with, see?
How is Rod?
Well, you know, ever since he got cleared from that murder trial.
Do you know, with her brain surgery haircut, are you talking about Peyton Blake?
Sure I am.
Hey, now, you lost me there with the...
I know, well,
Rodney,
we lost the audience, so don't you feel bad.
I don't think so, because they watch that show.
Do you know Peyton Place?
Yeah,
you
know
but
I know... Sinatra is an attractive man.
To a woman of
well,
around
45.
Well,
I say that that's a special thing, really.
Uh-huh. Gary Grant, Senator Douglas...
To want to go with him.
Hi, like hey there, baby. How are you?
He represents the whole world. Glamour.
Oh, forget it.
Destiny.
What, a man that is... Listen, I think he's a charming man.
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
He is.
And I think he's cultivated, and so are a lot of fields cultivated. But it doesn't mean that they're going to sow the ripest wheat. I say that a young girl would admire and look up to him, and I can see that he would be an exception. But why not a young man that you have your children with, that you learn about life together, you build and plan your dreams? Our economic structure is such, Howard, that the young man who has war years facing him, a delayed college education, and consequently a delay in the financial security to offer a wife, this is the reason why the girl is skipping this hectic middle period and going on to that stage beyond. Our way of life has created this need for the young girl to even want to marry an older man. I think we ought to analyze our whole political structure and change it.
Well, it's time now for station identification. Come in, stations. CBS Radio Network. 70 degrees, 7-0 right now in the Twin Cities. Beautiful day, clear skies, breeze from the southwest this morning, 10 miles an hour. Humidity is not high at 66% now. And the time is 10:30. The world and national news is coming up in just one half hour at 11 o'clock. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO. Virginia Graham and Richard Hayes. We're kind of befuddled, aren't we, Richard?
Yes, yes.
We had a heck of an argument going here. It was a discussion.
Yes. It's not really an argument because I don't think we disagree.
No, we agree.
Except that it is a problem.
Well, it's an immoral problem in this respect, that it's a problem that only affects the rich. Only a rich woman can afford to buy a young lover, mm-hmm. and vice versa.
How much do they cost?
What is the going rate?
Yeah.
The going rate is how quick you want them to go.
Virginia,
yes.
What are you doing this summer?
How sweet of you to ask.
Yes. Where can the public see you in person?
Oh, and there happen to be seats left. I am opening on Monday, the 29th of August, through mm-hmm. the 11th of September, at a charming place called the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, New Jersey, mm-hmm. in a show that really, I think, in a way, almost was written for me, called Late Love. A lot of people think it's a diagnosis, but it isn't. It's the title of a play, and I think it's ineptly named. Or inaptly named, because it sounds like love that comes to people that mm-hmm. are, you know, late in years, and I'm the woman, and how late am I?
Yeah.
And it's a cute show. You can bring their grandmother.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I think, because the grandmothers are such swingers today that if they're not bored, then you know it's a good show.
Then you bring the kids.
Yes.
Bring your grandmother and her boyfriend.
Yes. No, he is. Just wait till she calls for him at school later.
Virginia, seriously, what do you think about this new kind of theater, the star theater, where personalities from radio and television go out in summer stock? Arthur did.
Did he do well? Yes, he did. Well, that's sort of a silly question, and stupid if you want to be asked back.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that at first I could understand a lot of fine actors resenting the fact that because you do have a television show that is currently popular, that you should be employed at a salary that is far greater than they who have worked where this has been their craft and skill. And I think a lot of them resent this need for people to applaud in the theater, which mm-hmm. is another medium of communications and entertainment, someone they like on television. But actually, it's that extra dimension of being able to touch and feel and talk to a person who is playing themselves. Now, the movie star does not attract the attention in summer theater, nor does the theatrical performer.
They did it one time, didn't they? Yes, but no longer.
Jane Morgan in Kenny Bunkport has broken every record in a personal concert, not even a play, in Kenny Bunkport, Maine, broke every record, and we had the unbelievable privilege of running second to her.
Oh, she did fantastic. Mm-hmm.
We have done the most unbelievable business. We have gotten rave reviews from the critics who came in there thoroughly prepared to lambast the idea of an ad-lib commentator going in to play another role, and I think the public go there, Howard, mm-hmm. to see light, pleasant entertainment. It is not an attempt to be Shakespeare. Willie is not rolling in his grave at all because of our play. He hasn't rewritten one ending because of it, but it's a pleasant, charming evening, and they wait. I make an after-theater speech, and they come around, and we talk.
Uh-huh.
It's a means of bringing the personality to the audience.
Kane, where is this Bunny Kapikport, or what?
Kenny Bunkport?
No, what?
It sounds like a growth on the foot, but it's in Maine.
It's a delightful resort town about 30 miles south of Portland. It's in southern Maine.
I would say one of the prettiest cities in the United States of America.
One of the, it's untouched. It's kind of old.
Do you have to break the station?
No, we have a word from Arthur here, though.
Howard, this is one of my very favorite products. I love coffee, but I can't drink it. No, I mean after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because it keeps me awake all night. Mmm. And it does, I don't know, I must be allergic to something. But I have discovered decaf. I just quit drinking coffee altogether, you know, with that other stuff there is around for decaffeinated coffee. I couldn't stand the flavor, but this decaf, man, it tastes like coffee. Because it is good coffee in the first place. And they have removed the caffeine before they roast the stuff. And the result is a nice, heavily roasted, beautiful coffee aroma, which carries right through to the last sip in the cup. It's all coffee, all but 3%. 3% is caffeine. They took out 97%. You don't have to give up flavor just to cut out caffeine. You don't have to give up flavor to do without caffeine. Decaf gives you everything you want from coffee without caffeine.
Without caffeine. Nice going, Arthur. How'd you like that, Virginia? That was a short word.
I love it. Yes, I love the short ones.
Mm-hmm. Short men, or?
Yes, short men are much more attentive lovers than tall ones, you know.
Is that right?
Yes, they have to make up for whatever else is lacking.
Jane,
the tall man
you
is
agree
defeated.
With that?
The short
no.
man is willing. Really, don't you know how a short man bends over backwards?
I don't know. I've known tall men all my life and never had any problem.
How do you know you haven't had a problem until you met a short one?
Oh, Jane,
that's a whole subject that we could go into.
People coming to Manhattan, where can they see you? Now or in the near future?
Well, on the 7th of September, I'm opening at the Plaza in the Persian Room of the Plaza Hotel for a month.
My favorite place.
How divine. Is that where those gorgeous gowns are being made? I understand your wardrobe is going to be the talk of New York.
Lynn Stewart is making, you know, she's
Mr. Pants.
She's Mr. Pants. And she...
Imagine, that's the world we're living in.
Oh, great.
Lynn Stewart
she's
is making
Mr.
a whole
And Mr. John is my milliner.
Just wild. And the mayor is going to present me. On opening night, he's giving a party for
John?
Me.
John Lindsay. Nice going, Richard. You got a word in there.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I just want to show you I know who the mayor was.
Hey, Richard sits between these two ladies, and he goes back and forth like he's watching a ping pong game.
No, he's very nice about it. He's secure enough as a man.
Will you
think he can listen to us and hear something?
Said let go of him long enough, and he'll sing a song and dedicate it to both you girls.
No, I'm not going to leave this chair for anything in the world.
You're going to have it back.
Remo, will you watch my seat, please?
Just say I love her. I've loved her from the start.
Beautiful.
What did you say, Virginia?
Gorgeous voice. You know what I was thinking at when I was looking at Richard, who was handsome and young?
Mm-hmm.
How foolish a woman is to marry a man that's younger than she. There's nothing like being married to a nice, comfortable man around your own age.
We're going to discuss more profound questions on the Arthur Godfrey Show after this word from Arthur.
Well, Howard, I hope my dear friends are still regular fellas. I certainly hope so. Irregularity is bad. Usually comes from lack of bulk in the diet. Just an ounce of prevention in the form of Kellogg's Original All Bran can help prevent this kind of trouble all day long. All Bran makes a good-tasting breakfast, too, with the old-fashioned flavor of bran muffins. Another bulk trouble preventer is Kellogg's Bran Buds. That's crisp and sweet morsels of bran with a new youthful taste. Try them both, All Bran and Bran Buds, from Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
You know, Arthur, you could put some blueberries on those All Bran Buds. Isn't that right, Jane?
Oh, yes. My blueberries?
Yes. You have a farm up there around Kennebunkport?
Luscious Jane Morgan blueberries, that's what they're called.
You're kidding.
No.
Blueberry Hill Farm.
They're famous. We sell them to all the stores and...
To all the luscious.
People come up, we have a little system. They like to pick their own.
Mm-hmm.
So we have little baskets, and they tie them around their waist. With
all
the
electrified, in case you don't pay.
And they go down in the blueberry patch, and they pick like mad. And then when they have enough, they come back, and we weigh them, and then they take them home. Oh, they're marvelous. They're as big as grapes.
No, they're beautiful. We had them. We had
aren't
them
they great?
Yes, they are.
Are these
they
blueberries
are so
as are these blueberries as flavorful as wild blueberries you get up around say northern Minnesota or northern Maine?
How did you
Maine?
Happen to pick on northern Minnesota?
I wonder.
I just happened to.
A passing state.
I can't get back there. I can't get back there tomorrow until I do. Unless I do.
I think they are. I think they're delicious, really.
Jane, you have a new album coming out.
Isn't that wonderful?
I tried buying your next to new album here in 5th and 52nd, and they're out of it.
They're out of everything in New York right now. Except parades.
Like a water.
Do you want to buy a nice parade?
Now it's hard to say whether they sold out or whether they just didn't order it. But we have another one coming out this week. It's called Fresh Flavor.
Oh, how wonderful.
Blueberries.
Listen,
blueberries.
Virginia, you said you had discussed every subject on your show?
Yes, every subject.
Did you ever discuss mulching?
I think so, but by its maiden name. What is mulching sounds sort of agrarian.
You know that I had to learn how to mulch in order to make this album of mine.
What is it, dear?
They wanted to make some photographs in the botanical gardens over at the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me in there to do any pictures unless I learned how to mulch.
Now, wait a minute. So mulch must be tending something with the soil.
Mulch is the stuff that they make out of leaves and pieces of wood, shaved wood.
And what
it's
do you
a
do
mess.
With it? What do you do with
and
it?
And you take this stuff and you fertilize all the plants and the flowers.
Oh, that's nice. I've been smoking them all week in this play I'm in. You know, I had given up smoking, which I, you know, was just my prerogative. I don't mind what other people do. It just wasn't good for me. So I have to smoke in late love.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to drink. And the biggest thing I've ever had in my life is a city cocktail of water on the rocks. I'm just not a drinker. So I'm getting bloated and mulched all week because they're using some kind of fertilizer in my cigarette to keep me from smoking again. They have made me a cigarette that's guaranteed to break a person of 3 packs a day.
We have a guy named Uncle Fogey back in the Twin Cities who talks about mulching, and he's quite an authority on birds and bees and
well, gardening. They wouldn't let me in the park unless I agreed to make an album called Music to Mulch By.
Really?
Is that right? Virginia, before you leave this morning, will you autograph your book here that I have? It's my mother's book, and just put down inside your autograph, say, all the best to Clara.
I'd love it. What is the name of the book that you want me to autograph?
This book here is entitled, There Goes What's Her Name? The Continuing Saga of Virginia Graham.
And it's being continued. I'm already on my third book, Howard.
Oh, great.
Shows you what a life.
Before Arthur retires every night in Vietnam, he would read a chapter.
Really?
Howard, the next product is Lysol, a superior room spray, because it kills odors as it disinfects. Lysol spray disinfectant. Please do not confuse it with the Lysol disinfectant cleaning fluid. Powerful stuff, which is very good, but has a large odor, you know. Very good low odor, but, you know, but strong. Lysol doesn't do that. Lysol spray disinfectant. There is no perfumey after scent like other sprays. In fact, you don't smell anything. It just cleans out the odors, and there's a nice, clean feel and smell to the room. And it kills mold and mildew, too, and the odors that they cause. Oh, it's great in the bathroom, the kitchen, the baby's playroom, garbage cans, doghouse. Oh, every little pet's area should be sprayed. Spray your little pet's area with this. It'll keep him busy for quite a few minutes. Great stuff to spray your summer shoes or your winter boots. Bathtub mats, shower floors, kills germs. Lysol spray. Take it along on your vacation. Use it in musty hotel rooms. Oh, it's great stuff. Lysol brand spray disinfectant.
Virginia, what do you say that you should do with Lysol at your
house? Take it, spray your husband if he looks ticky.
Okay. We had some ticky earphones here the other day, but I think they've been sprayed with Lysol.
Are you going to be glad to be going back to Minnesota, Howard?
Yes, I am, Virginia. I love Manhattan and all, and these... Oh, before we run out of time, I want to say that everybody here at CBS, WCBS and the network, have been so nice to me. They know that you're coming in from out there in the far west. And they try to put you at ease, and they do. And we've enjoyed it very much, and I just want to say thanks to Jim Brown in there, Cy Mann, and the orchestra. Thank you, boys.
I'm sure they've enjoyed having you.
And Peter LaSalle here, they just go over backwards to put you at your
knees. No, he walks that way.
Yes, so that's the condition, yeah, we want to tell you.
Jane, when I get back now, I'm going to play your songs all the time.
Oh, thank you.
And as I'm about to play your record back there at the station, I say, okay, sports fans, here's Jane Morgan.
Oh, you're we're going to kill him at the plaza, James.
See what I mean, sports fans? Oh, boy. How about that, Richard?
I like that.
You do, eh?
If that's what baseball's like, I'm going to go to a lot more games.
Arthur, you should be here.
Howard, the Kerr Glass people have sent me some examples of the many ways you can do home canned peaches. Peach nectar, for instance. I never had any of these. Peach nectar, peach grapefruit conserve, peach butter. Never heard of it. Peach jelly, yes, I've had that. Peach jam, peach preserves. And, of course, there's whole peaches or halves of peaches. Yeah, Mary puts up a bunch of peaches every year, and we eat them all winter. Ooh, they're so good. Now, the people who make these fine Kerr jars suggest that you try several new ways of canning peaches this year. It's a treat you can repeat, because you can serve peaches in some form at every meal, and you can get lots of peaches about now. You can add a little more to the family piggy bank from the money you save when you can peaches in all the ways you like to use them for your menus. Be sure you can them, though, in dependable Kerr jars and use the Kerr caps and lids. It is important that you use Kerr because Kerr makes it possible for you to get a perfect seal every time. Kerr lids have that exclusive three-way sealing cushion that seals outside, inside, and topside to lock more air out, more flavor in. You can test it for yourself right after processing. Just tap the lid with a spoon and listen for that pleasant ping that tells you the seal is perfect. I'm pinging on my teacup here. That isn't the same kind of ping, but it'll illustrate my point. Kerr must be the best, because more women buy more Kerr caps and lids than any other kind.
Does it occur to you?
Does it occur to you? Virginia, you go for that three-way cushion, do you?
I do, and a man of his age pinging on his teacup. this is a master commercial seller. I tell you, he would make me really and truly buy almost anything.
I'm going right home to ping on a teacup.
Oh, I am too.
Virginia, it seems to me the times I watch your show, you get your guest ladies. Ever had a man on your show?
You get your guest ladies? Yes.
Your lady guests, your guest ladies.
They're not always ladies.
All right.
We have never had a man on the show, Howard, until this fall.
Oh, yeah.
We are having two on film. Rosanna Brazzi and Vittoria De Sica, who is a charming man.
Mm-hmm.
We use Braille for interpretation. I worked with him on the set of a new picture he's making with Raquel Welsh.
Yeah.
This young girl, Howard, I don't know if you've heard about her,
who is
in the process of making three films, none of which have ever been seen by the American public, and she made the five top magazine covers in Europe.
Must be a beauty.
And she has not, her figure is now 1, 2, 3 with Jane Morgan.
Is that right?
No, really. And then 4, 5, 6 even. But the men are going to be on film clips, but they will not be allowed in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Women are, their personalities become more contrived with men. If you really find out what a woman's thinking, you've got to get her under the dryer.
More contrived with men or than men?
With men and much less than men.
Uh-huh.
Women are much more honest, much more volatile, much more... I think inquisitive into areas that you wouldn't believe.
Inquisitive, I agree with.
Spontaneous.
Questions.
Yes, but that's how you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And women are great listeners and are tremendously accomplished.
Great talkers.
Yes, but they have something to say. See, I think the word talker just is sort of a mechanical device that denotes the motion of the lip.
Uh-huh.
But they have something to say. That's more important.
It seems you get your guests almost to be arguing.
Well, I wouldn't say that it seems, because we preheat a whip 3 hours before the show. That's the whole basis of the booking of the guest, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
It takes sometimes 3 and 4 months to find women who will instantly be controversial on the air. That is the secret of, I think, the excitement of Girl Talk. Now, Jane's been on with a couple of buttes, haven't
Definitely.
You, darling?
Definitely, yes.
Jane's one of my best guests.
She is.
Because everybody on your show is very candid, and they feel very free to say exactly what they think about things. And
Jane,
they don't feel that way on every show. It's something that you do to them that brings them out.
Jane, did
I
you
use
say
her
that
at three-way cushions.
Yeah, were they very candid or canned? Jane.
Never. No, we once had one girl that was stoned a little. And I used her breath for a sore I had on my hand. So I said to my producer, I said, do you think she is really loaded? And he says, her breath takes my beauty away. Which I thought was one of the immortal lines.
You do your show in front of a live audience, don't you?
If you want to call them that. Yes. But it's an amazing thing that men have learned more about women from our show, and I'm learning about them every day.
Sure.
And I enjoy it. I'm crazy about it.
Arthur?
Howard, I would address the obese. How do you do, Fatso? Would you like to do something about that? You've tried everything. You ever tried AIDS? Well, you should, because you'll enjoy this. This is for people who need crutches. I mean, to help reduce. Crutches to help them have willpower enough not to eat. It's a pretty tough thing, I know. I have the same battle. I wouldn't say this to you if it weren't for my having the same trouble, too. Now, these AIDS are a very slick way to do it. It's candy, little pieces of candy, and you just eat one or two at mealtime, before you sit down to dinner and you drink a cup of hot soup or a hot tea or a hot coffee, hot bouillon. That helps get the vitamins and minerals and sugar and whatever into your stomach right away. And then you go, into your bloodstream right away. It goes to your stomach right away, I hope. But you want to get it in your bloodstream. Now, 15 minutes later, you sit down to eat. Go on, eat your potatoes. Eat your pie and your cake and your ice cream and bread. Go ahead. You won't be able to eat. Oh, you'll eat a little bit, but you have no appetite to amount to anything, nor do you feel hungry. Perfectly satisfied, perfectly happy. No irritation, no nerves jumping. AIDS, AYDS. We have thousands of records of people losing 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds. But we've got one woman that lost 97 pounds in a year by doing this, and she had tried everything before. Why don't you try it? What can you lose? Very inexpensive. AIDS, AYDS. Try a box of them. Now, Howard, it was awful nice having you around here, boy. I have my great thanks to WCCO for letting you off to come here. And I want to thank you for the beautiful job you have done. The reports that have come to me say that you're one of the best. More power to you, lad. Howard Viken, thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. Thanks
very
much.
We applaud you, Howard.
Thank you, Virginia. Richard.
Wonderful, Howard.
Jane Morgan. And that just about takes care of the show for this Friday morning. I want to thank you very much for listening, dear friend. Jane Morgan, good luck there at the Plaza.
Oh, thank you very much,
and
Howard.
With your brand new album.
Thank you.
Virginia Graham, good luck there with the Paper Mill Playhouse in Milburn, New Jersey.
And I'll say hello to everybody that comes.
Oh, yeah. When do you take off for Springfield, Jane?
I'm working at the Starter Music Fair. Monday I open. Monday night for a week.
After that, come up to the Minnesota State Fair, will you?
Okay.
All right. Richard Hayes, thanks a lot for all your help.
Howard, it's a pleasure having you here. On behalf of Arthur and everybody in the cast, we enjoyed this week with you. Say hello to all your friends back home.
I'll do that. Next week, sitting in for Arthur, Ty Boyd from WBT, Charlotte, North Carolina. Ty Boyd, you're going to have a great time in New York for Arthur Godfrey, and good luck to you. This is Howard Viken saying thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend.
Regular reports from CBS News are heard every hour on the hour. Next report coming up right now on the CBS Radio Network.
At news in just 25 seconds, world and national summary. Believe it or not, school days are coming. That means bigger meals and tasty soups like Campbell's Vegetable Soup. So stock up now. Remember, they always eat better with Campbell's. Our temperature in the Twin Cities is 70 degrees. Under clear skies, Breeze from the southwest this morning at 10 miles an hour. The news is next then, and after the news, we'll check the weather.